Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Trust the Process podcast, where we'll pull back the curtain on new home construction, the real estate market, and the trends shaping it all. Discover the stories, insights, and expertise behind the process of building a new home. Join us, and let's build something great together. Welcome back to Trust the Process podcast, where we talk about real estate, new home construction, and everything in between. Today, we're going to be talking about the build process, the time frames, some of the things that you could anticipate as we look at that build process. I'm going to put up an outline, and then Michael will give us a little bit more detail in terms of what each of those means. Yeah. So you want to jump into that? I'm going to put this on here so you guys can see it too.
Great. Good. So this is something we wanted to get really into the weeds on, more focused on what happens before the first shovel hits the ground. All the planning and all the costs and all of the city and jurisdiction hurdles and what that looks like to pull the curtain back on that process. What does that look like to get us
construction process? That's really broad. So breaking that into kind of chunking that out into what components go into that construction process.
Right. We are still ultimately custom home builders and we do some build to suit business. So our timeline is heavy on the build to suit, but this is what goes on with this company when it comes to looking at feasible spots for spec homes or built to sell projects as well as build to suit. This is what your large production builders and your corporate builders are going through to an extent, although there's some efficiencies that they pick up by building cookie cutter homes. That's not out of sheer laziness. That's a technique to deliver more homes. It would take years to build out a neighborhood if they didn't do it this way. So take this build to suit timeline with a grain of salt, but this roughly is what goes on behind the scenes before you see any dirt being moved at a home site. So when we look at a site, we're looking at a feasibility. So is this in a country club? Does it have design review restrictions? Do those design review restrictions match your taste? Is this something you want? This is maybe you want something very desert contemporary.
What we run into.
South Shore and Lake Las Vegas, where we build a lot, is all Tuscan European. And then you go to the North Shore, you go to the Ridges, you go to Ushkaya, which are our high-end neighborhoods in Las Vegas metropolitan area. They're desert contemporary, big sweeping roof lines, a lot of glass, a lot of different earthy textures. So you want to look at the feasibility there and say, okay, is this a marketable product? Mm-hmm. Anything new can be marketed, but you have to think, okay, well, what is the appetite for this? Right now, trends, and we'll have entire episodes on trends. Trends have been moving away for the last decade, away from that old world design, away from heavy moldings and away from embellished exteriors and moving more towards more streamlined, more modern, clean lines. I will say I'm starting to see it has come around the horseshoe. They got so far apart, now they're coming back together. You're seeing more earth tones. You're seeing more natural woods. Clean and streamlined, but let's have some nature in it. Let's have some natural stuff.
Right? Everything is turning
definitely
a bit warmer.
Going
Everything
warmer.
For a period was so sharp.
Cold, gray, clean,
cold
sharp.
And
exactly.
Clean. Yes. But now it's sort of the clean lines with the warmer edges that ties
and
the two together.
So I mean, it's coming back around. And not to beat that up too much, but it does inform what we're doing. So when we look at feasibility, it's what kind of home can be built here? Does it match the taste of the market? Does the neighborhood match your taste?
Yes.
Are there size requirements? You have to stay under a certain height. Does the parcel have views? Does the parcel have street noise? And you're looking at all of those things to kind of look at it as am I going to even purchase this? And once you go to that step, okay, what works here, whether you're doing it for yourself or for sale, then once you go to that step, okay, this parcel is feasible and let's get something on paper. Mm-hmm. And that's when you would employ an architect. Generally, most are going to have an idea of what they want, maybe some inspiration from other homes they've seen, and you can kind of go, you know, using that as a springboard. But what we are looking at from a build-to-sell standpoint is there anything in my repertoire of homes that I've already built? Do I have plans that I can either modify or just literally use again? And that's kind of that part. The design process is when you have an architect revisions back and forth and back and forth, sign off on that set of architecturals. And then it goes through all the engineering. And there are approximately 5 engineers that touch the home during the design process and the pre-permitting process. Concurrently, if you're in an HOA, while you're doing that, you're generally getting your HOA design review board to sign off on your design.
So they take a long time. So you want to start that early?
Usually, yeah. Once you have a set of plans, yeah, you're going to meet with your design review board and your HOA if you have one. And they're going to see if your plans kind of fit from a technical standpoint. And then also, do they match with the theme of the neighborhood? And I have a lot of back and forth with
HOAs. And it can be a lengthy process.
It can be a very lengthy process.
And depending on the criteria within that HOA.
That's right.
Some, as you mentioned, some are really strict and some are a little more fluid. And often we're building in an area where there isn't any HOA.
Exactly. And those are, you're tailoring your homes to taste. And it's true free market at its best. Just saying, okay, what does the market want? And with construction, you're, especially when you're in the pre-planning and in the pre-permitting phase, you're a solid 18 to 24 months away from that home being sold. And probably, you know, 3 months before that, you're marketing it. So you're trying to predict, where's the market going to be? What does the market want in terms of size and price point, number one? What do they want in terms of style, number two? And then once you parse it down from there, okay, do they want next-gen living? Do they want space for mother-in-laws? Do they want four-car garages? Do they want accessory structures, depending on the scale and scope of the house? You're taking all that into consideration. Once you've signed off on everything design-wise, as I mentioned, it sees 5 different engineers. It's going to see an electrical engineer to lay out the electrical schematic and do the load calculations. It's going to see a plumbing engineer that's going to draw where all the gas lines, waste lines, and supply lines go. It's going to have an HVAC, what we call a mechanical engineer. These plans are called MEPs or MEPs. So that's 3 engineers right there. And then you'll have your structural engineer after your soils engineer. That's why I hesitated to say 5, because you could argue it's 6. Because we have a soils engineer that goes out and bores the soil and does compaction tests and says, okay, your footers need to be this deep and your load bearing on this soil, maybe the soil needs to come out, which we call over-exing. You're over-excavating it, mm-hmm, and then putting it back at a more compacted. And usually having third-party engineers test that during construction,
right,
and or watch it, what we call lifts. So usually every foot, that's down the road. That's once we've broken ground. But those are the things that are called out during those tests between the structural engineer talking with the geotechnical engineer, working along with the architect and the MEP engineer. So they all do need to talk to each other. And that's where a builder is kind of acts as the liaison, because no one's going to own your project the way you're going to own it. Your builder is your second best proxy for that. So if you're having, you know, you're employing a custom home builder, you want someone that you can trust, that has the experience, that can act as your advocate to say, oh, we've reviewed these plans. This is something I commonly see. The structurals are over-engineered, because an engineer's main purpose is not to save you money and build costs. It's to limit liability on his own license. So I just had a project in South Shore, one of the ones we'll cover in a later episode, that had a concrete bid come back at $93,000, a home that I expected of $45,000 to $50,000. And you get the bid and you go, no, we're re-engineering this house. I looked at it. He way over-engineered it for the soils report. He did footers that were 2 times wider, 2 times deeper. What we saw was, you know, a little bit of, you know, liability avoidance. So I went and shopped it to another engineer, paid for another set of structural plans. But that $6,000 saved me $50,000 worth of concrete slab. So well worth it. And then other efficiencies I picked up. Huge. And that's why the building industry is not for the faint of heart. When you've got, when you have 15 of those and you make a $50,000 mistake, it can be really painful.
Costly.
Costly. Sure. Yeah. And then the other engineer, the final engineer, would be your civil engineer, is creating your grading plan and creating your site plan and showing where all the water is going to go and how the home is going to sit and how high the pad elevations are. And that's your last engineer. And then you submit that to the city and there's rigorous plan checks. You might spend another 3 to 4 months getting your building permit issued. So they're checking all those engineering designs and drawings, and they're basically calling out things that either contradict the drawing or contradict one of the other professions' drawing, or is not in code, or it's a labeling convention. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, when something gets sent back to you because it was just labeled wrong.
And they fine tooth comb it in a way that keeps everything in sync, but also this T wasn't crossed, or this, you know, I mean, there are some really
very meticulous
things that
yes,
don't necessarily affect the end result.
No.
But certainly slow that portion of the process.
100%. And in our jurisdiction, they have 21 days once you submit things. So every time you get a correction, you've lost 3 weeks.
You start back.
So yes. You pretty much start back, and they definitely
21 days starts back.
It starts all over again, and they reserve the right to find new things.
And sometimes it's being reviewed by a different person.
Many times
so
it is.
So the new things might not necessarily be something that
just something that someone else saw
in the first round. It exactly. may not even be wrong, just hot point for that particular
exactly. reviewer. So those are the biggest things that kind of slow us down. So when we say it's 6 to 10 months of pre-shovel work, you can see how quickly that adds up. If you're spending a month just figuring out what you want to build there, and then a month with your architect, and then 2 to 3 weeks worth of revisions with that architect because what he sent back wasn't exactly what you had in mind, or as time has progressed, you've decided something else is important to you, or you forgot about something. So we're generally seeing it with the architect for 2 to 2.5 months. So we're already at 3.5 months, and then it's going to sit with the engineers, and you'll have to have surveys done, topographical surveys, and soils testing, and those things all take time. And the 800-pound grill in the room is that they cost a lot of money. At the end of the day, we're looking at anywhere between $12 and $13 per square foot. So if I'm building a 4,000-square-foot home, I'm spending on the order of $60,000 before my permit. And then the permit is generally based on the size of the home, how many fixtures are in it. So your permit is, in our market, is generally, on a home like that, another $8,000 to $10,000. And plan check fees are another $1,500. HOAs usually charge a fee. So on one of our luxury homes in South Shore in like Las Vegas is just an example. Okay. Between the HOA and the permitting and all of the professions that go into the engineering and architecture, it's around $100,000. Before I move my first speck of dirt, $100,000.
Just a home on paper. That's all.
Just a home on paper plus $500,000 lot or $400,000 yes. lot. Right. So there's a lot of guts and glory that goes into before you've mobilized your first labor on site. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a trying, challenging industry. And then the horizon of time. You're looking at 6 to 8 months. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of grinding your teeth.
Which of these is the longest portion of the process?
On that, I would say probably the jurisdiction, but in real life, probably the conceptual. Okay. It when it comes to customs. Mm-hmm. For build to suit, because this is someone's dream home and they're going to take a lot of time and they're going to send a lot of things back to the architect, and they work on their time, not on the architect's time. They're like, well, we'll get it back. And then they come up with four other things and he's already done these other. They don't think the way that I do on a build to sell. I'm spending about as much time as you're seeing in that flow sheet. Jurisdiction, I wish was 30 to 45 days. In practice, it's probably 45 to 90 days. If everyone did exactly what they're supposed to do every single time, it should be 45 days. But I would say trust home builders internally, mm-hmm. jurisdiction, permitting, HOA, probably if I'm going to build a suit, would be the conceptual.
So essentially the intake and feasibility, conceptuals, engineering and approval, then the jurisdiction, permitting, and HOA approval. Mm-hmm. And now there's a shovel in the ground. Is that, I mean, are you at that
point? Yes.
At the end of this?
At the end, process? Once you have a permit, mm-hmm. you're shovel in the ground. Now, I have a month's worth of site work, underground plumbing, forms, footers,
right,
rebar. So mm-hmm. I overlap. And then, of course, the actual construction, that's really the topic of the entire podcast.
Right.
That's another 6 to 18 months, depending on how complex the build is, if there's change orders, if there's hiccups in construction, if there's, again, contradiction. I've just had this happen on a house that the plans contradicted themselves and they needed a plan check.
What does that mean,
redone? Contradicting themselves? The architecturals and the structurals didn't quite match up. Right. Based on a change that would happen after structural engineering is done, we built it to the structurals, which were correct, but the architecturals were outdated, and it was about 6 inches worth of a garage door, which is an HOA mandate. So that's the kind of stuff that really gets you. You're in motion, it's very jarring. He pulled the plug on the entire project because the architecturals that were stamped were 6 inches off on the garage door. So then we had to have them redrawn, simple, but then they had to be reevaluated by the city of Henderson. Another 3 to 4 weeks. And no matter how good you think you are as a builder, those mistakes are going to happen. And you just have to be okay with it. And that's why it's hard to answer when someone says, how much does it cost to build a home? Mm-hmm. How long does it take to build a home? In a perfect world, I would say a 4,000 square foot custom home, there's probably only 4 months of work. It's just the delays and people can't trip over each other and things have to happen in sequential order. Sure. But at the end of the day, if it were an assembly line, it would take you probably less than 4 months, honestly. It's like Monday through Friday for 4 months. Yeah. So
that's a crazy
thought. It's crazy and somewhat depressing statistic. Yeah.
So we'll get further into each of these as we start talking more about our first project that we're going to dive into will be Serena State. That's where we're going to jump into some of these timeframes and walking you through it. So I think things are going to get a little exciting from here, and we've got lots more to talk about. And so we look forward to seeing you next time on Trust the Process. Bye-bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.